Blog Talk Radio.
Kyrie carving up a big-time Celtics defense and a great ending to an NHL game, sending us to a Game 7. We'll get to those in just a little bit, but of course, we have to talk about yesterday's game. The Kansas City Royals getting an offensive outburst yesterday, getting a big-time victory, splitting now this series with the New York Yankees after a 6-2 win. Danny Duffy, 7 innings, 6 hits, 7 strikeouts, and only allowed 2 earned runs. Add to that a couple of big-time home runs. Lorenzo Cain, Whit Merrifield, Jorge Bonifacio, and Mike Moustakas all going deep. Moose hitting his 11th. That is the team lead. He is coming for you, Balboni. He is coming for you. Moustakas again, his 11th home run of the year, and the Royals get a 6-2 victory over the New York Yankees. As we said, Danny Duffy, good last night, 7 innings, just doing what Danny does, just settling in and giving them everything that he has. And that's what Danny Duffy does every time out. The bullpen comes in, Joaquin Soria, okay, 2 hits in his 1 inning, tried to leave some people on base, but could not, was able to get a couple of good defensive plays, and then Mike Minor finishes it off. He finishes with 1 strikeout after walking 1, ends up striking out the first batter of the inning, and then a double play ended the game for the Royals. The defense going well, the offense going well, and that usually leads to a Kansas City Royal win. That's what it did last night. The Royals 6-2. They go to 19-26. That's a number I just don't want to talk about. But again, they do get the 6-2 victory over the Yankees yesterday. Today they get back at it. We'll talk about tonight's matchup in just a little bit. Should be a good one tonight against the New York Yankees. Again, we will discuss that in just a little bit. But as good of an effort as Danny Duffy had on the field yesterday, what he did off the field last night really stuck out to me. And hats off to Danny Duffy for doing this. As some of you know, as most of you know, Danny Duffy has been a huge backer of stopping childhood cancer. He has been a very big-time spokesperson for this. Yesterday, someone on Twitter approached him. And I have retweeted that, so check out my Facebook or check out my Twitter account at JeffWartz1. I retweeted this yesterday, and this I believe it is a woman. I would only assume. I have not seen a display picture or anything of the sort. But the tweet was, "Hey Danny, if you really want to support stomping out cancer, please think about supporting No Tobacco in the Dugout." As most of you know, Danny is a tobacco chewer. That is not really held back at all. Duffy responded last night after the game. It was, about 10 o'clock last night. Responded after the game, "Miss, you are absolutely right. Good call. Seems hypocritical of me. Appreciate you pointing that out. God bless." There aren't a lot of Major League Baseball players that would A, respond to a tweet like this, and B, respond in such a believable manner. You believe Danny Duffy took into account what he was doing. You believe that a guy like Danny Duffy, and we know who Danny Duffy is, but Danny Duffy is very transparent. He holds nothing back. We know about Danny Duffy. We know the ups, the downs. We know what kind of guy Danny Duffy is on and off the field. And this really showed that. And hats off to Danny Duffy, because that was impressive. Like I said, there aren't a lot of athletes that would A, respond to this tweet, and B, probably come through on it. Quite frankly, let's just be honest. Duff will come through on this promise. I just, as great as he was yesterday against the Yankees, this is what made him, made my day, made his day complete. Just really a cool thing by Danny Duffy. So we'll see in the next few days what happens after this. But you have to believe Duffy. You really have to believe Duffy. And when he says that he's going to come through on this, you have to believe he will. All right, let's move to the NBA. Last night, the Eastern Conference Game 4 between the Cleveland Cavaliers and Boston Celtics going on. Kyrie Irving. Man, Kyrie. Hello, Kyrie Irving. 42 points for him last night. He took over this game. 15 of 22 from the field. 4 of 7 from the three-point line and 8 of 9 from the charity stripe. 42 points for Kyrie. LeBron didn't disappear in this game. We talked about he kind of faded off a little bit during game 3. He didn't disappear in this game. By 34 points for him as well. Kyrie just took over this game and really just surpassed, carved up, quite frankly. I referred to him as the butcher last night because he just carved up this Boston Celtics team offensively, defensively, whatever you wanted to say. He was the man in this game last night, and the Cavs get the 13-point win, 112-99. On the opposite side, four players in double figures for the Celtics last night. They were led by Avery Bradley, 19 points. For him, a very nice night. Added in a couple of steals and three assists to really kind of punctuate that night. Jermaine Crowder with 18 points. Jay Crowder, excuse me, now going by Jay, I apologize. Going 18 points last night, 16 for Al Horford and 15 for Kelly Olynyk. But Boston just couldn't hang, as we said. Kyrie was just on fire last night. Could not miss for a long time. And also, Kevin Love in this game, also a very nice outing. He pulls the double-double down, 17 rounds for Caleb in the game. He was attacking the glass, and that really helps out the Cleveland Cavaliers, really puts them in a nice spot. If K-Love is on, if one of these guys are on, they have a chance. If two of them are on, they have almost assuredly gotten the win. If three of them are on, which all three were on last night, meaning Kyrie, LeBron, and K-Love, if all three of them are on like they were last night, sure. Just give the game to them, because when those three guys are on, it's almost unstoppable. And the Cavs do get the game 4 victory. They now lead the series 3-1. Boston right now, their backs against the wall. Game 5 will be on Thursday. No games tonight in the NBA or NHL. So we're solo with the Royals tonight. Game 5, however, with the Cavs and Celtics, will be going on Thursday night. We'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow's show. Move to the NHL now. Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals for the Ottawa Senators and Pittsburgh Penguins. It was Ottawa getting the victory last night, 2-1, to force Game 7. a late goal in this game. Add to that some great goaltending for the Ottawa Senators, and it was a very nice effort all along. Craig Anderson in this game, 45 saves. 45 saves on 46 attempts. That's impressive. On the opposite side, only 28 saves for the Pittsburgh goaltenders. But Craig Anderson, 45 saves. That is stonewall. That is flat out stonewall. And Ottawa gets the late goal in the third period and take game six. Now forcing a game seven. That one coming up on Thursday night. Again, we will have full coverage of both the NBA and NHL on tomorrow's show. Big news coming out of the NFL, the No Fun League may be no longer, as the NFL approved yesterday. Roger finally came around and approved some new celebration rules. There had been talk for so long that the NFL was all about not having fun. Well, apparently that finally got over to the NFL front offices, and little bits of changes in the celebrations. You can now have the group celebration, celebrations that we saw for a long time, whether it be the old St. Louis Rams, whether it be the Atlanta Falcons with the Dirty Bird. Hell, if it goes clear back to the 80s with the Dallas Cowboys, the Raiders, all of these guys, group celebrations were a big, big thing for them. Now we get that back. Also, going to the ground, mostly this one concerns, and we saw this, and this is just funny. Snow angels. This is just funny to see a grown man do a snow angel. Yeah, it's a little bit sophomoric. I agree. But seeing a grown man do a snow angel is just, it's just fun. It's just flat out fun. And the final new rule that will be allowed is using the ball as a prop. We saw this with Tony Gonzalez hundreds of times, shooting the ball through the uprights like it was a basketball. We saw that multiple times. So TG probably a little upset that they didn't institute that back when he was playing, didn't bring it back. I think he was there was one year that he wasn't able to do it. But now they are able once again to use the ball as a prop. Still a couple of things not allowed, and a couple of things that shouldn't be allowed. There's a difference between fun and just plain dumb. One is the violent or offensive imagery. No throat slash, basically, is what they're saying. And sorry, Antonio Brown, no sexual acts, no hip thrusts. I apologize, Antonio Brown, no hip thrusts. The biggest part of his repertoire is now gone. But the NFL finding out that they are losing a little bit of viewership, the fun is leaving just a little bit, and they decide to change some things around. So you never hear me say this. You never, never, never hear me say this. But good move by the NFL trying to get a little bit of fun back in their league. All right, let's take a quick look at what we have going on tonight. And, of course, that is the Royals taking on the New York Yankees. Jason Hamill going to the mound for the boys in blue tonight. He was roughed up in his last outing against the New York Yankees. Just was not good. Five runs in six innings. Just 8 days ago, his ERA boosted to 6.2 after that outing. Just really got roughed up. He is hoping that he can get back. He was good with the Cubs against the Yankees when he came over. Is where he started to really struggle. He was very good with the Cubs. I think he won three games against the Yankees when he was with the Chicago Cubs. So maybe we can see the old Jason Hamill come back and face off against the Yankees Hamill right now 1-5 with a 6.20 ERA. He matches up against Luis Severino 2-2 with a 3.64 ERA. So we hope to see the good Jason Hamill tonight. If we don't, it may be a long, long night in the Bronx for the Kansas City Royals. Again, Royals and Yankees tonight, 6 o'clock is where you will, 6 o'clock on Fox Sports Kansas City is where you will find the game tonight. Should be a good one. Hopefully we can see good Jason Hamill. If we don't, like I said, it might be a tough, tough night for the Kansas City Royals. 6 o'clock tonight, Royals and Yankees. That's all the time I have for today. Have a great Wednesday. We will see you back here tomorrow. We'll take a look at a couple of big games in the NBA and NHL, and hopefully we'll be talking about the Royals having a 2-1 series advantage going into the final game of the series coming up on Friday. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.